This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a pleasure and privilege to welcome you to our divine service today on this first Sunday after Christmas. We're going to be celebrating it as the eve of the circumcision, and you'll hear a lot more about that in the sermon this morning. I'd like to thank everyone once again who helped make our Christmas celebration so wonderful. We appreciate all that you do. Things will be getting more back to normal this week with regular office hours and classes and those sorts of things. And there is something nice about normality every now and then. The new Portals of Prayer is available. It is on the table in the narthex. And wanted to let you know, I received an interesting letter this week. It was from Stephen Rooning, who grew up here. Stephen wrote to tell us that his father, Richard Rooning, passed away last January. His mother, Judith, who was a Brandeis, is doing well. She's living in Dayton, Ohio, and they send their best wishes and warm greetings. Coincidentally, the house that Melanie and I live in was formerly owned by someone in the Rooning family, and prior to that, it was owned by Debbie and Larry Gertis, so we have some history there. For New Year's Eve today, we will be ending the service just a little bit different than usual. We have a poem that's going to take the place of the benediction, and hope that you'll find that edifying when we come to that. In our prayer concerns, we want to pray for Tim Colligan. He's a friend of Ed Fah's. Many of you know him as well. He's currently in the intensive care unit at Jones battling an infection. We also pray for the family and friends of Frank Cole. Frank was Alan's father. He passed away a few days before Christmas, and the memorial service will be this Tuesday in Corning. The other prayer concerns and announcements can be found in your worship bulletin. At this time, would everyone please rise for our entrance hymn?